Hare Krishna, Bhumavitayat. We just came back from Harinam. Well, actually, we went to the preaching center. We were doing Harinam by the Eiffel Tower. It was pretty warm, but mostly tourists, not so many locals, so it wasn't ideal. But then we came back and there was this really nice boy from Peru who had seen us from the Harinam, and he came back, and he was nice. I was able to preach to him and got him to take a set of beads. Let's see if he comes tomorrow. We're going to go to the preaching center. Not the preaching center, so we're going to go to the temple, see Radha Parasishvara, all the devotees, and Adhikarta Prabhu will go there and give class. Tomorrow is also going to be the disappearance of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Gadadhar Pandit, and I think it's apt that we speak about them. Gadadhar Pandit, who, according to Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, is the embodiment of Srimati Radharani, as well as Sri Lalita Devi, and if I remember right, another gopi. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's Radha Bhava Yuti Suvalitam. He has the Swarup of Krishna, but he has the bhav, the mood, as well as the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit is that same self, Srimati Radharani, also appeared in the form of a Brahmin who is very, very dedicated and very submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit, even in Navadvip, used to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's constant companion, and Mother Sachi used to entrust him with looking after Gauranga when he would exhibit his great ecstasy and ensure that he didn't hurt himself by falling on the ground, being bruised by the pebbles or picked by thorns and twigs. So she would always ask Gadadhar, please take care of my Nimai so that he does not injure himself. In Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit lived at a place that is called Aitota. That means it was a very beautiful garden, and it's just beside a temple of Yameshwar, that is a temple of Lord Shiva. And the unique feature of that temple is that it's subterranean. In other words, the temple dome doesn't even come up to ground level. It's dug down probably at a distance of about 50 feet into the ground, the whole temple compound, and there Lord Shiva is being worshipped. And just beside that was a beautiful garden, and even at the present time there's a little jungle and forest behind there, and there Gadadhar Pandit did his bhajan. Facing that garden was a sand dune, and in that sand dune, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the form of Gopinath, that Tota Gopinath deity, who, according to some, was the deity of Lord Brahma, and the deity Lord Brahma praises in his Brahma Samhita songs. When Lord Brahma came for the installation of Lord Jagannath, he brought this Tota Gopinath deity and then left him there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found that deity, gave him to Gadadhar Pandit, who then worshipped deity with great love and devotion. In that same Chatak Parvat, in that same place where that sand dune is, which represents Govardhan Hill in Puri, Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur also had his a temple and his place of residence. In fact, that was where Srila Prabhupada wrote to him and received the final instruction from Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur to preach in English-speaking language. we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think I mentioned that, Leela, how Gadadhar Pandit followed Lord Chaitanya when the Lord had left Puri and was traveling westward and abandoned or gave up his service to Tota Gopinath. He had so much love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have to go back. First of all, you've taken a vow of kshetra sannyas, which means that you shouldn't leave Puri. And secondly, you have the worship of Gopinath that you have to take care of. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I don't care for Gopinath's worship, neither do I care for my vows. I only care for your personal association and to serve you. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict with him and told Gadadhar Pandit, you should go back. And he left him there, got in the boat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and left. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Gadadhar Pandit lived in great separation. In fact, he was constantly crying a stream of tears so that he almost couldn't see. The devotees who remained after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, they took shelter in Gadadhar Pandit, because after all, what more exalted personality was there than he in Puri? And although Gadadhar Pandit did his best to both encourage them, he really couldn't continue to live very long in the absence of Lord Chaitanya. So somewhere about a year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, he also left this world. We're remembering that occasion today, the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit. And when doing so, we should also try to emulate the kind of dedication that Gadadhar Pandit had to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the kind of love that he showed for the Lord. We should think about the dutiful attachment that he had, that even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, he continued to serve the Lord. But ultimately, when he couldn't stand the pangs of separation, how he also left. In order to achieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, in order to achieve Lord Krishna's mercy, one has to go through Srimati Radharani. No one can get the grace of the Lord without her. So we should pray to that same Srimati Radharani in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. For this was the day when he left this world and went back to Godhead. In the same way, Thakur Bhakti Vinod also left this world in the same Jagannath Puri, kitty corner from across corner from Thakur Haridas's Samadhi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his bhajan kutir. In the last years of his life, he stayed there very, very secluded. He would only see Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur and was attended to by his personal servant, Krishna Das. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was deeply absorbed in his eternal spiritual identity as Kamala Manjari and services to Radha and Krishna. He was the real first of the real modern day preachers. He was well acquainted with all the non-Vaishnava philosophies of the world. He mixed and was employed by the British Raj. He was a Grihastha, as opposed to many of our acharyas who are all renunciates. He had many children. He had very responsible work, but at the same time, he continually preached. And it's something worthwhile to note how Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so serious about his preaching that when he felt that there was some conflict, that his family wasn't fully supporting him in those preaching activities, which meant his writing books, which took phenomenal amount of time, reestablishing the places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, then he told them that he was going to leave them. So we should also pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote many, many books. And Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur coined this phrase, Bhaktivinoda Parivar, the inheritors of the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many, many wonderful books that Srila Prabhupada had also mentioned to one of his BBT translators, that he wanted all of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books translated into English. Such books as Jiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, just summarize the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta and present it in such a wonderful way. In addition, of course, all of the devotees know Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wonderful songs, and which embody the spirit of devotion to Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also present Krishna conscious philosophy so very nicely. We should know about our acharyas. We should offer our prayers to them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have the opportunity to fulfill Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. So we should pray to him that since we're doing this, and it's not a very easy service, becoming Krishna conscious is already difficult, but simultaneously living in the Western countries, preaching Krishna consciousness is difficult, that we need his special grace and mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is known as Kamala Manjari. He reveres his own identity in his song, Siri Lalas. We should pray to him that he also helps us become purified, gain a taste for advancing in Krishna consciousness, and that we acquire the kind of spiritual strength that's required to fulfill his wish of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, and also becoming free from the influence of material energy and attaining the perfectional platform wherein we can also understand our identities as Manjaris, gopis, cowherd boy associates of Radha and Krishna. And particularly, because many of us are in the householder ashram, it's not an easy thing to both execute one's duty as a grihastha and simultaneously preach. But here are two wonderful examples, Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur on this day that he helps us also follow in his footsteps, that we should bring such Krishna-conscious children to this world as Bimal Prasad, as Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, and simultaneously we should be able to do such wonderful service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he has done. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachid Ananda Namani Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Thakur Bhakti Vinod Ki Jai Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Gaur.